The WJR Boating Report brought to you by Colony Marine. Northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, veering to the east in the afternoon, partly sunny, waves 2 feet or less.
Well, I think it's Friday for sure. I know that. I've double-checked several times just to make sure it didn't slip away from us. And this time of the morning on a Friday, we go to the movies. Yep, it's time for... Movie. With Greg Russell, the movie show plus founder, and the one and only Dana Clark. Good morning, team. A lot of movies out there. People are going to the movies sometimes just to get out of the heat, and that'll happen the next couple of days in the 90s. Go get some nice air conditioning. And some freshly popped, buttered, with real butter, popcorn. Anyway, that's what I like. Yeah, that's my thing. Where are we going, Greg? Are these in the theater or are these on television?
In the theater for the most part, I believe.
All right.
Yep. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's go to Easter Sunday, because it seems kind of an odd time to be releasing a movie called Easter Sunday.
I thought the exact same thing. I'm thinking, maybe it means something else. But no, it is about actual Easter Sunday, and it stars comedian Joe Coy, who I guess is like one of the hottest comedians out there right now. Also, Tiffany Haddish is in this, and it's all about him, where he plays an actor in the movie as well as a comedian, and he is his family's from the Philippines, and it's all about how his mom is just completely disgusted because she wants him to be a nurse like all the other members of his family. So he's just like going, "Mom, I can't be a nurse. I don't like medicine. I don't like anything like that." And so he goes home for Easter vacation or Easter Sunday, and one of his cousins gets into trouble, and it's up to him now to save the cousin and make sure everything is good with the family.
Let's listen to a little bit of Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday is like the Filipino Super Bowl.
I've literally never seen this many Filipinos in the same place before.
We're sending gifts to our family in the Philippines.
I'm sending this brand new hair dryer.
If it makes your hair look like that, I wouldn't send it.
How dare you?
How dare you?
We should put them both in the box and ship it.
Okay. You get family together, these things happen.
It does. And when I got to interview him, I even told him the same thing. I said, I think anybody who watches this, no matter what your background is, where you came from, you're going to look and go, at certain parts, this is my family. I've got the crazy aunt, the uncle who is afraid to say anything because he doesn't want her to yell at him. And just, we can all identify with it.
And what do
and
you
Joe
think?
Joe Coy is hilarious. Joe Coy, he's so funny.
He's a funny guy. What's his thing, so Dana? What's his thing?
He talks about his family a lot. He talks about his family and the different personalities in the family. And I've seen his specials on Netflix. He's hilarious. I'm upset that him and Chelsea Handler broke up. But on a side note, I hope this movie is funny. Is it really funny, Greg?
It really is. It really, like I said, you'll watch it and you will go like, okay, yeah, this has happened in my family. This has happened as well. Anytime something funny is going on in a family movie, we can all identify with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it sounds like you're giving it the whatever you want to give it. The stars, the thumbs up, the hashtag, whatever it is. I think you like this film and that it's worth people spending their hard-earned money.
Right, and he also loves Detroit. He said he had his best show ever at Masonic Temple.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a nice memory, and we wouldn't have known that had you not passed it along. So we appreciate that, Greg.
Very much.
Yeah. Next film, and correct me and help me understand, I think I read somewhere, which I thought was very unusual, that in this next film, Bullet Train, with Brad Pitt. Now, did I read correctly that the guy who directed Bullet Train was actually Brad Pitt's stunt double for a few years? I'm not making it up.
I think I heard that rumor as well. This kind of makes you wonder, is it true, or are they just doing this to help sell tickets? So,
wow, I never thought about that. I foolishly, when I read it, I thought, well, that's unusual. And then I started thinking about it. And let's face it, there are a lot of people who are in show business that will do anything they need to do to be in show business.
Oh, yeah.
And then they work toward what it is they really want to do.
Right. Nope, you're absolutely right. I was backup head guy in several movies back in the past.
You were?
Yeah. A lot of the Sam Raimi stuff that he used to do, it was kind of like, for some reason, they never used the part with my face. All I'd ever see is,
yeah,
there's the back of my head.
Brad Pitt doesn't need any help. I hope this is good because he's been gone quite a while.
Yeah, he has. How's it looking, Bullet Train? Well, let's listen to Bullet Train with Brad Pitt.
Talk to me.
I am ready. You are getting the new and improved me. Because if you put peace out in the world, you get peace back.
I think you might be forgetting what you do for a living. Take the gun.
Every job I do, somebody dies. I'm not that guy anymore.
Some conflicts require a gun.
I thought one of those voices I thought was Ann Thomas's, and I thought Ann was in the film and never told us.
Ann was in the film. I saw her there.
It sounded a lot like her. All right, so Bullet Train, Brad Pitt, and Thomas, tell us more.
It's all about a bunch of spies wind up on the same train in Asia going after the same person. And, you know, just how they're all trying to beat each other. And so it's kind of neat where it is a comedy. And, you know, Brad Pitt, that's one thing I like about him. He even likes to make fun of himself. So you've got him, Sandra Bullock's also in it. Channing Tatum also makes a quick appearance. So it's just this funny thing about, you know, spies going up against each other, trying to see who can win and who can get the prize first.
And it's worth spending our hard-earned money to go see.
Yeah, it's another one where if you've had like a long week, just like with Easter Sunday, and you just want to sit back and just laugh and not think, it would be a fun one to go see.
Well, that's exactly what I'm looking for. That would be that would be excellent. All right. So that gets the thumbs up, the stars, the half loaves of bread. It gets everything. It gets every positive thing you can throw at it.
There you go. There you go. We should go see it together like we always say.
All right. So what else is going on? The tour bus is going well. I think our date is coming up pretty soon.
Right. I believe it's the 23rd, and looking forward to that. We are going to have so much fun. It's a Russell Brothers City Tour, and we'll take you guys all around. And it's kind of funny because I know you guys know a lot about the city of Detroit as well. So you'll be going, okay, I knew that part, but I didn't know this part. So
we are
just going to have a ball. You're going to have Detroit-made, better-made potato chips and also Cubby subs as well.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Food goes over very big with this crew. Every radio crew. Food goes over big with every radio crew. All right, Russell Brothers City Tours, and you find you online at that same name, RussellBrothersCityTours.com?
Right, yeah, just go to our website, check that out, or give us a call, 313-399-0683.
Very good. Greg Russell, Movie Show Plus founder, and Dana Clark with this edition on this Friday morning of Movie Show Plus. As we continue at 8:29.